Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. And I love chatting with the veterinary students. And we have the wonderful, talented future doctor joining us too, Elizabeth Clark from Australia. Good morning, I should say to you.
Hi, morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being on. And, you know, we like to always get the perspective from veterinary students from all over the world about life in veterinary school. What made you decide to enter vet school, aspirations? So I want to know you a little bit more. So let's kind of back up and say, Elizabeth, like, what made you want to go to veterinary school?
So I grew up in sort of like a hobby farm in Sydney. So I had grew up with so many horses, about 12 horses, you know, four dogs, and my dad raised pigeons and chickens. And so I grew up with so many animals. But yeah, most of us, you know, our high school teachers said, you know, you're never going to get into vet school. So I kind of put that on hold for a bit. And then after high school, I went to Africa for 3 months. And then I remember I was in like the middle of the bush and they were doing surgery on a cheetah. And I just remember staying there going, yes, I need to do this.
Wait a minute. You helped do surgery on a cheetah. So what was going on with the cheetah?
No, so they were just inserting like a tracking device so we could keep tracks of it and for research and zoology. But I was just standing there and I remember I got to help wash the surgeon's hands, spray some disinfectant. I was like, this is the best day ever.
You know, I like that moment because I say this to children and all it takes is just that little moment that you just had right there that said, huh, that's cool. Like, I think I want to do that, you know? So I'm glad that you shared that. So, okay. So where do you currently go to vet school?
The University of Queensland. It's in Brisbane.
Okay. Beautiful. Nice.
Yeah.
So in Australia, what's the journey like for veterinary school after high school?
So there's a couple of different degrees in Australia, but the one I'm in, you can go straight from high school. So you don't need an undergraduate degree because it is one. So you can just go straight from school into vet school and you do my degree is 5 years and then you can be a vet, which is great. So all you need is good grades from school for my uni. There's actually no interview process. It's all about grades and you do like a little, it's like a situational judgment exam. But in my case, I didn't have good grades from high school. So I did 1 year of like a bachelor degree and then you could transfer over if you had good grades.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. And you were saying, so there's, is there a longer program? There's 5 years. Is there like a 6 year program? Like what's the variety for?
Yeah. So there is like, I think University of Sydney is 6 years. I think there's a few that are postgraduate degrees, which are 4 years. A bit of a mix.
Yeah. A bit of a mix. Yeah. And I understand that you're on a winter break right now. Right.
So summer here.
I'm sorry, summer break.
Yep.
In my head over here, it's winter time.
I know.
Yeah. So you have to get some experience. So I understand that you're currently working right now. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So I work in a vet clinic, but I've also in my holidays been shadowing an emergency vet, which has been so good. It's actually the same place that I work. I work at a specialist hospital. So whenever I finish work, I just jump on over and watch the emergencies coming in, which is so fun.
Nice. What are some of the cool cases you've been seeing?
So I actually got to scrub in on my first cesarean on a cat, which was so much fun. Wow. I've been getting to do some like, you know, stitch ups from like dogfight wounds. We even had like atrial fibrillation the other day. So it's been amazing. Wow. And getting to watch in and on the ultrasounds and the x-rays and, you know, learning a lot.
Right. And so you're going into your fourth year of clinics, is that right?
No. So fourth year is the last year of theory for us. And then fifth year, we are into clinics. Still got 1 year of lectures to go.
Okay. And so what do you have on deck? What are you taking?
So the subjects are a bit mixed. So we have like one subject on small animal surgery and medicine. And then we have a whole subject on theorioenterology, all about reproduction. Yeah, and then there's some large animal subjects as well. So it's a bit separated this year as you're going on to the final years.
Okay, and are you finding the curriculum to be challenging? Or are you finding something that you really are loving and something like, oh, I hate this?
No, I've actually been loving it all, to be honest. It really depends on how the course is structured, whether I like it or not. I really like organization and making sure everything's delivered nice. But yeah, I was really surprised last year that I really liked pharmacology and toxicology, even though they're pretty hard subjects, but yeah, they were great fun.
Yeah. And I can imagine in Australia that what are some of the common, if you could tell some of the listeners here in the United States, what are some of the common toxins that you need to be mindful of with what you're studying?
Yeah. So there's a lot of those grass, large animal toxicities like ryegrass and everything. But yeah, small animals, we definitely have rat bait, so rodenticide, and a lot of chocolate. So as similar, the food things, obviously similar to you guys. But we also have cane toads in Australia, and obviously snakes are a big thing here. We see a lot of snake bites here.
Right. I'm sure you see that quite a bit in the ER, emergency medicine. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so in just a couple of years, my goodness, you're going to be joining us in the profession. Have you found out where you would like to go, what your interests are in vet med?
Yeah, I am thinking emergency, which is why I've been chattering emergency. But I still don't know whether I'm all about the night shift life. So we're going to have to explore that a bit further.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. It's a whole way of living. Really is. So what are some things that Elizabeth Clark does to help balance her out through the chaos in vet school that can happen?
Well, so yeah, I wasn't very good at that last year because I had two jobs and another GP clinic as well. So it was absolutely crazy. But I left one of those jobs, so now I've just got the one. So I really love just going to the beach and relaxing and reading the book on my time off, because you just have to take a break from it all. But yeah, that's pretty much my go-to, is head to the beach.
Right. Well, I mean, it's summertime now, so it's
it's a good time. Oh, it's been so hot.
Oh, I can imagine. Yes. And what's a good book that you can recommend to listeners? Do you have a good book recommendation?
Just pleasure reading. I really love Ugly Love by Colleen Hoover. It's a bit of a love story, but if you're into that,
okay,
that's my go-to.
Yeah. That's your go-to. And what about any shows? You watch any shows on Netflix and any of those?
Oh yeah, so many, but my go-to is Friends and Grey's Anatomy.
Oh yeah.
Watch them over and over.
Right. So classic. It really is. Now, how far do you live from the veterinary school?
I'm actually about an hour's drive, which isn't fun, but our uni is a bit in the middle of nowhere, so I live a bit closer to the city.
Okay. And so is that where you grew up?
No. So I grew up in Sydney, and I moved to Brisbane they're about 12 hours drive apart. For vet school. Yeah.
Nice. And any veterinarians in your family, or are you the first one?
No, I'm the first one. My sister's actually a doctor, but I strayed to the animal side of things.
Oh, nice. Wow. Proud parents for sure.
Yeah.
And so what are you looking most forward to this upcoming semester?
Definitely surgery. So we get to do our first surgery on a pig in this next semester, which will be so fun, but I'm a bit nervous. Have to do some more studying.
Right. What would you say?
First year anatomy.
I know. Oh, it'll come back to you. I mean, that's what school's for. You lean on each other and you get through, and it's a lot of fun. It really is. What would you say to some of the high school students in Australia, or some of the pre-veterinary students that are interested in entering vet school?
Definitely make sure you're doing the right subjects. So for me, I didn't realize the last minute I didn't have the math prerequisite, so I had to quickly do a branching course, which sucked. So definitely make sure you're doing the right subjects in school. I'm pretty sure you need in Australia, you need maths B and chemistry and biology. So that's a really good starting point. But I would say get experience, because it's never really what you expect. Like, oh, you know, you get to cuddle dogs and cats all day, but no, we all know that that's not true now. So yeah, I would say, you know, volunteer in vet clinics and shadow vet clinics, and yeah, really get an idea of what you want to be.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. And hopefully to my colleagues that are listening to this, to please open up your doors and let them shadow you. I was so passionate about this early in my life, Elizabeth, is that I had middle schoolers and high schoolers that came to shadow me. And, you know, I put them to very minimal tests, but I wanted them to feel what it was like, you know, to have that visibility of a physical exam, put the stethoscope on, listen to the heartbeat, palpate, touch. You know, I just think it's so important to get that early visibility versus just holding up the wall. Like, I really want them part of the treatment process and plan together. You know, do you think that's important?
Yeah, absolutely. In high school, yeah, I did 1 week at a vet clinic. And yeah, I still remember that was like some of the best times ever. I was like watching surgeries and yeah, it was so much fun. Right. Yeah, I agree. Like getting the opportunity is really special and something you'll like remember forever.
Yeah, it really is. And of course, like, you know, it's a case by case scenario based on the kid and the student or whatever, but just having that little bit of that visibility and that exposure to these animals and the physical exams and so forth, I just think it just goes a long, long way. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
How many vet students are in your class?
I think around 140.
Okay.
Yes. So it's quite a lot of us.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is the average day like for Elizabeth Clark when you go to vet school?
So it depends. Well, since COVID, they do a lot of lectures online, which I actually love being an hour away from uni. So it depends if I've got a prac or not. But if I've got a prac, I'll head into uni like 8 a.m. We've probably got lectures, and then we'll probably finish in the afternoon. And then depending on whether I work, sometimes I work 5 till 10 p.m. So I'll finish uni and then I head back to work. Otherwise, yeah, it's pretty much just head in the books.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do you find time to study for that?
Yeah, just really whenever you get the chance. Weekends probably mostly for me.
Right, I know. I remember setting the alarm. I can't believe I did this, you know, but you have to. So I remember setting the alarm on the weekends just to study, pick it up to study.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I treated it like it was a job. I know that the goal was there and you have to put in the hard work for it to pay off. And it didn't come easy for me. I really needed to like say it, write it down, teach it to somebody else, kind of a study method.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Flashcards, all those different things, but. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I wish I had a photographic memory, but unfortunately, I don't.
Imagine.
So yeah, I have to put in a lot of hard work.
Right. So Elizabeth, we're so proud that you're, you know, our DVM 360 Vet Student Ambassador. You're a big advocate for all the great things that we do. And to the listeners that don't know this, we have these ambassadors that are in a majority of the veterinary schools in the United States and around the world. And this is the reason why, is for us to have a great conversation with students like Elizabeth, so we can get a pulse of the profession of like, what are some of the things that are going on in the vet school? What are some of the pain points? And what is the new way of learning looking like from all over the country? And I just think that's so valuable. So for you to be on and sharing your perspective of this is so helpful to so many. So thank you for that.
No, thank you for having me. It's been so much fun getting to talk to someone, and especially from America, branching my network.
Right. Absolutely. You know it. So tell listeners where we can, are you on Instagram or LinkedIn? Where can we find out more information about you?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. My handle is VetLifeLiz. So you can find me there.
So I'm literally just realizing that that's you. I know who that is on Instagram. I see you come through and I just having this aha moment.
Really? That's so funny.
That's who you are. Yes. Okay. Awesome. Well, Vet Life Liz is where it's at. So thank you so much for being on the show and best of luck on all your great accolades and success in vet school.
Thank you so much. Yes. We'll talk soon.
You're welcome. Yes. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate today's episode and send lots of great round of applauses and messages for Elizabeth. She's going to do phenomenal in this profession. We can't wait for her to be our colleague. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.